Another reference we find in Chazal, in the Zayar, is that Shabbos is the name of Hashem. It's one of the Shemos of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shabbos is Shemoy Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the concept of a name, Hashem, as explained by the Kadmonim, is that it's another way to refer to the Midah of Malchus. As we say, Baruch Shem Kvoid Malchusai La'olam Voed. Baruch Shem Kvoid Malchusai La'olam Voed. So what does that mean? What does that mean that shame is a reference to the concept of Malchus? So the idea is that the same way we call a person Reuven or Shimon, it's only a reference point for society. If Reuven would live as a hermit in the middle of a Sahara desert, his name would be meaningless and have no import. The purpose of a name is to identify oneself to others. And as such, the concept of a name simply allows others to have a way to recognize you, and that is the concept of a name when applied to Hashem as well. Now, at times, the name itself has some identifying qualifications about the person or thing it's identifying. Adam identified him as being created from the earth. Chava identified her as being the mother of all living things. So names do have the characteristic of conveying identity and properties of what they're describing. But the name itself is intrinsically nothing. It's nothing for itself. It's just a method of communication. It is just a way of conveying information so that we can identify the person or thing being named. And in this way, Shabbos is precisely the name of Hashem, meaning that through Shabbos, we can recognize and identify Hashem in this world. We can now call out to Hashem, we can become close to Him and recognize His greatness and awesomeness, because that is exactly the purpose and nature of Shabbos, as we've said. So Shabbos is the name of Hashem, meaning that Shabbos is a method to identify Hashem. But in greater depth, it's actually exactly the understanding of what a name is, the simple understanding of a name, because our understanding of Hashem is really limited to what He's not. Meaning, we have no ability to actually understand something of what Hashem is. Less machshava tfisa beklal. Human comprehension wasn't created with the ability to understand Hashem or any aspect of Him. All that we understand of Hashem is ein od milvadei. There's nothing except for Him. Not one or no thing that compares to Him. We say, ein chachma ke chachmasai, ein gvura ke gvurasai. There's no wisdom like His wisdom. We don't understand Hashem's wisdom, but we do understand and comprehend the wisdom of this earth, and we can identify and say that it's nothing compared to Hashem's wisdom. We see the greatness and strength of this world. We have the ability to comprehend it, see its limits, see its abilities. But when comparing to Hashem, we say, it's nothing. That's how we relate to the greatness of Hashem. Not by identifying something specific about Hashem, but rather by understanding how everything else is insignificant. Ein oid movadei. When we refer to Hashem as Kael, one of the names of Hashem, right? It refers to the powerful midah of kindness and chesed. If we use the name Elohim, it refers to how Hashem guides this world with judgment or din. So those names, they don't identify Hashem. They don't tell us something about Hashem Himself. They just tell us what He does in this world. It's a way to point at His actions. It's a way to describe His deeds, His methods. So again, it doesn't describe what Hashem is. So therefore, it turns out that the name Shabbos is actually the most appropriate name for Hashem, because it doesn't describe Hashem. It says exactly this point. It says that everything else is not, everything else is nothing. Everything else stops and rests and is nothing before Hashem. And that gives us the ability to start comprehending Hashem. That is how we relate to Hashem. Ein od milvadei. So Shabbos is actually the best way, the best and most accurate name, so to speak, of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, specifically because it doesn't identify anything about Him, but rather it identifies everything else, how everything else stopped, how everything else is not, how everything else is nothing, and that gives us the ability to begin to relate to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which, as we've been explaining, is the Midah of Malchus. That it just allows us to connect and to recognize all the aspects and midas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu.